Destination Freedom. Listen, it's the Freedom Bell.
Aye, the Freedom Bell, my friends. And this is Paul Revere, called back from the shadows by the sound of the Freedom Bell, to cry again a warning that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Destination Freedom is presented by Station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Paul Revere is the symbol of warning, ready to ride down the skies to shout an alarm. His destination, now and forever, freedom.
Aye, it's the dream of every man to have a business of his own. A dream brought to reality many times in America since our country won its freedom. Because here a man can start a business if he has a mind to, and he has the right to profit or fail according to his own abilities. This is just as true for the little man who conducts his business from a pushcart as it is for the biggest corporation. And it is this right to profit or fail that is the backbone of our system of free enterprise. But there's more to being successful than just making a financial profit. And many men in big business and in small business have learned this truth. Now you take the Edelmans. They learned all about this right to profit or fail in their own way. And it all came about when their store was first open for business.
Well, Mama, and what did you think of the new sign out in front?
Oh, such a beautiful sign. Such beautiful words. Edelman's Food Shop.
Yeah, like a dream come true. 14 years we have been saving for this. And now we have it. Our own business.
Yeah, Papa.
America is a great country, Mama. In the old country, this would not be possible. One of the great American rights we are enjoying it. Just like it says in the books our Benny studies.
Ah, Benny, that boy. He wouldn't be much help around the store, Papa.
Mama, too much you expect. Isn't Benny studying law nights and besides working downtown in that law office part-time? The boy can do too much.
At least more interest he could take in his parents' store. And Rosie, too. All she cares about is taking care of other people's babies.
No, Mama. Rosie is a good girl. She'll help in the store Saturdays and after school.
Yes, Saturdays and after school. Come, Papa, we are wasting time. I will take a last look around to make sure everything is just the way we want it. Now go. Open up the front door. It's 8 o'clock already.
Watch me now, Mama, while I unlock the door. This is an important moment. Go call Benny and Rose from in back. I want they should be here, too, to see this event. When I turn the key in the lock, it will mean the beginning of Edelman's Food Shop. Good afternoon, Mrs. Finkelstein. What can I show you today? Maybe some of this nice pickled herring.
No, I don't think so. That potato salad looks good. Is it fresh?
Oh, fresh indeed it is, Mrs. Finkelstein. Mama makes it fresh every day.
How much is it?
Well, usually it is 30 cents a pint, but for our good customers like you, I sell it for 25 cents.
All right. I'll take a quarter. And let me see. Now, some of that...
Papa? Is that Benny?
I'll go see Mama as soon as I finish with the customer's order.
But go tell him to come right away. We need help in the store. So many customers. Two people couldn't handle Papa. Tell him we need his help.
What a week we have had, Mama. So many customers. I didn't expect the first week in business.
Now, Papa. Papa, there's something I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, Mama.
Of course we got a lot of customers, and why not? All the bargains you're offering? Oh, Papa, that's such poor business. How do you expect to make any money when every day you mark down some of the goods?
But, Mama, I do it only because these customers are neighbors. But them, I don't like to mark prices so high.
Papa, such a poor head for business. 14 years we work and scrimp and save. And for what? To give all the money away to the neighbors?
Well, I'm not giving it all away. The more customers we get, the more money we take in.
Such a logic, Papa. Papa, look. You're losing money on every customer that comes into the store, whether it's 10 or 100. Ain't it so, Benny? Benny, can't you pay attention when it's an important business discussion? The book you can read later.
What, Mama?
I am telling you, Papa, that he'll never make a profit in the store if he keeps forever marking down the prices.
Perhaps not, Mama. At least he's happy doing it. Chances are he'll break even.
Yeah, break even. One poor businessman in my family isn't enough. I have to have two.
Nothing to get excited about that I can see, Mama. After all, Papa is merely availing himself of one of the great American rights. The right to make profit or fail.
Ah, Benny, you're hopeless. Just like your Papa. Anyone can fail, Benny. It's making profit that's difficult. I don't like this way of running a business, and you mark my words, Papa. It will only bring you trouble. You'll see.
Are you the proprietor of this store?
Yeah, I am the proprietor.
I'm from Loveland Finch. You carry a lot of our canned goods.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We stock your canned peas, corn, fish.
Mr. Edelman, I believe that's your name?
Yeah, that's correct.
Mr. Edelman, it's been reported that you're selling our merchandise below the fair-traded minimum prices.
Oh, please, I do not understand. My prices I fix so my customers will get the most for their money. But then they come back and buy more. Everybody's happy. This, fair traded. I do not know about that.
But you can't do that. Not with our product, nor with most of the others I see on your shelves.
But I do not see how it is you can tell me what I can or cannot do in my own business. I am an American citizen and have my rights as a businessman.
Let me explain. You see, most manufacturers have set certain prices for their merchandise, which they feel are as low as it should be sold for, and still give profit to the wholesaler and the retailer. These products, bearing a set minimum price, are called fair traded.
Yeah.
The majority of the states, 38, I believe, have fair trade agreements. This state is one of them. So you see, neither you nor any other retailer can sell products lower than the prices the manufacturer has put on them.
But if I charge the same as everyone else, my customers, why should they buy from me? They might as well buy from Kahn's Delicatessen down the street.
Well, you'll just have to make them want to buy from you by some other means. Give them better service or something.
Oh, well, Mama will be satisfied anyway. She thinks we should make a profit on each customer.
You will, too, the same as the next fella. Fair-traded products give a fair percentage of markup to the retailer. Here, I'll leave this price list for you. You can price your goods accordingly.
Oh, Benny, always all I wanted was just a little business of my own to run the way I liked. Now it turns out I have to be told how I should run it. Is it or is it not my own business, I ask you? Fair trade laws, percentages of markup. It becomes a headache.
I'll help you, Papa. I'll handle the marking of the stock for you.
Oh, thank you, Benny, thank you. You're a good son. It is not you who disappoints me. It is this American business system.
Nothing wrong with that, Papa. In fact, it's a very sound system.
But this American right you said I had, it's not working out.
Oh, yes, it is, Papa. Don't you see, the other store owners, like Mr. Kahn down the street, for instance, have the same right you have. Many business laws were made to protect you as well as the other fella. What if Mr. Kahn undersold you? Might even force you out of business. You wouldn't like that, would you?
Oh, I see what you mean, Benny. Well, go ahead. Start putting new prices on the goods. How I will explain to Mama, I don't know. She will not like it if we lose customers.
How much is your coffee, Mr. Edelman?
At 95 cents a pound.
Stop pulling my skirt, Johnny. This boy's such a nuisance to shop with. How much did you say, Mr. Edelman?
At 95 cents a pound.
95 cents? Well, I can get coffee at the chain store just two blocks away for only 79 cents.
All I want
wants a loaf of bread, Mr. Edelman. I'm in a hurry. I left the baby out front in her buggy.
How about some nice gefilte fish, Mrs. Goldstein?
No, no. I just bought some this morning over at Kahn's. Bread's all I need.
Mrs. Goldstein, at first you were one of my best customers. In the last few weeks, you hardly ever come in here. Would you tell me, what is it about my store you don't like?
You ask me, I'll tell you. Personally, I like you and Mrs. Edelman. But for trading, I go either at the nearest store or where I can get the best bargains. When I don't have to lug the baby with me, I go down to the chain store because their prices are cheaper. When I'm in a hurry, I go across the street to delicatessen because it's closer to me. I come here only when the chain store or the delicatessen are out of something. I'm sorry to have to speak up like this, but you ask me, and I told you.
Papa, Papa, you will listen. Something will have to be done about the business.
I'm all mixed up, Mama. Nothing do I understand. I was told I could not sell my merchandise less than anyone else. Yet I'm losing half my trade to the chain store because their prices are cheaper. It don't make sense.
Well, I've tried to explain it to you, Papa. The chain stores can sell things cheaper than you can because they buy in carload lots. When you can buy in larger quantities, you pay less. So he can sell for less. Simple.
Yeah. Your papa is the one who says he doesn't care if he makes any profit, so why should he mind?
For you, Mama, and for Benny and Rosie, I would like to be a smart businessman and make profits.
Oh, and I suppose you don't care whether you can pay the bills or not.
Of course I care, Mama. I just like to be fair with everyone. That's why I like to be able to sell things a little cheaper to my neighbors and people I know.
Ach, Herman, such foolish talk. Do you see your friends flocking in here to buy, now that the prices are like the rest of the store owners?
I know. Mama, there is an idea I've been thinking about, to bring in more business.
So, what is it?
I knew you'd think of something, Papa.
Now, Mama, don't fly off the handle when I tell you about it.
Go on, Papa.
Free merchandise. See? If we gave away, one can of beans with every two cans a customer bought.
And how does this make us a profit? In the poorhouse we'll end with such crazy ideas.
That would be legal, wouldn't it, Benny?
Yeah, I've been reading up on laws of that kind lately. There's no law against free goods, provided you don't use the word free in any advertising or have a lottery of any kind. It'll work, Mama, you'll see. Now, what I thought we would do would be to start doing that first with just two items. Holy smoke! I haven't seen so many customers in the store since Papa started the business. Hey, this free goods idea seems to be working.
I told you, I said it would.
Benny, quick, go get Rosie. Tell her we need her to help wait on the customers.
Yeah, Mama.
Papa, someone is knocking by the back door. Go see who it is.
All right. Yeah? Something you want from the store? It is closed, but if you need anything...
I'm Charles Kahn, Mr. Edelman. I own the delicatessen down the street.
Oh, Mr. Kahn, of course. Many times I've seen you in your store. Many times. Come in, won't you?
Thanks.
Oh, sit down, please. Well, it's nice to have a visit from another businessman.
This is not a social call, Mr. Edelman. Actually, I've come to make a complaint.
A complaint, Mr. Kahn? What, something wrong about my store, you mean?
Decidedly. You see, Mr. Edelman, you're new in the business, I understand, so I thought I'd better set you straight.
Set me straight?
Yes, a little friendly advice, you might say. Ordinarily, I don't go around handing out advice to people, and if you'd open up a store, say, 3 or 4 blocks away, I wouldn't be here calling on you. But your store is just up the street from mine, which means that we're in competition with one another.
Oh, I begin to see. You're afraid I will take away some of your customers, perhaps.
You have taken away some of my customers, quite a few of them, and if you'll pardon my saying so in a rather unethical fashion.
How do you mean... unethical, Mr. Kahn?
Mr. Edelman, there's a certain code among reliable businessmen. We don't use cutthroat methods to take business away from each other, even though there's no law against it.
Are you saying that you think I use these cutthroat methods?
I am. Mind you, no one cares if you give away free merchandise now and then as a special gimmick to drum up trade that's legitimate. But when you make a regular practice of it, week in and week out, well, that's something else again. A deliberate plot to put me out of business, I'd say.
That's not so. No such thought entered my mind.
No? Well, you can see what it's doing to me, can't you? A good percentage of my regular customers are now trading with you simply because they think they'll get something for nothing. If I want to stay in business, I'll have to do the same thing. And if I do, I can't see where I'll end up making any profit at all. Oh,
I'm sorry, Mr. Conn. I didn't think I was doing anything, what you say, unethical.
Mr. Edelman, please, out of consideration, one businessman to another, can't you let up on this free merchandise idea and compete on a normal basis? I'm sure you'll find that in the long run, you'll gain by not giving stock away.
No more free goods in the store, Papa? How come?
Mr. Conn from down the street was here. Said it was a cutthroat way to take business away from him.
Oh, pay no attention. He was just...
No, Benny, he was right. I can see that. Besides, no one is going to have to tell me twice that I am not an ethical American businessman.
Did he say that? Why, that old...
Shh, Benny. I guess I deserved it. You know, Ben, I keep thinking of that saying you once read to me from that poet, Longfellow.
Longfellow? Which poem do you mean? I don't remember.
I liked it so much. About honor in business.
Oh, sure, that.
You know, Benny, I'd like to have a sign made with those words on it, so I will always remember it. Oh, say it for me, Benny. You used to know it by heart, you
Let's
know.
Let's see. How does it go? Oh, yeah. There is an honor in business that is the fine gold of it.
Yeah.
That reckons with every man justly, that loves light, that regards kindness and fairness more highly than goods or prices or profits.
Hi, Benny. Still grinding away at your law book?
Hi, Rosie. Yeah, it keeps me humping. Where you been?
Oh, over at the Kendalls, babysitting.
That's no kind of life to lead. Spending all your spare time caring for other people's babies. You gotta be out having fun.
Oh, I don't mind. I like taking care of babies.
Well, everyone to his taste, I guess. Oh, brother. Could I sleep about now?
Well, why don't you then?
Can't. Gotta cram some more. Exam coming up. Hey, Rosie, fix me some coffee like a good sister, will you?
Sure, Benny. In a minute. First, I want to talk to you.
Shoot. Haven't got a secret boyfriend you want to tell me about, have you?
No, silly. I'm serious. It's about Papa.
What about him?
Poor Papa. He tries so hard to make everybody happy, and nothing seems to succeed for him.
Like the store, you mean?
Yeah. I hate to see him so hopeful. And now since he's discontinued giving away free merchandise, he hardly has any customers anymore.
Yeah, I know. I wish there was something we could do. Go on, Rosie. Make me that coffee, will you? I've got to stay awake.
But the store's doing all right, Rosie. Of course, we don't have the customers we used to, but all in all...
You're not kidding me a bit, Papa. I can see how things are.
Yeah, I guess they're not too good.
Papa, I was thinking. Remember that manufacturer's representative who called on you? You know, about the fair-traded products?
He didn't call here again, did he, Rosie?
Oh, no, Papa. But I just remembered something you said he told you.
What, Rosie?
Didn't he say that the only thing you had to give customers that every other store owner didn't have was better service?
Sure. I'll try to do that, Rosie. Believe me, Mama and I do our best to wait on people, see they get what they want. You know yourself, sometimes even I get Benny to make deliveries for them without any charge.
I know, Papa. You try hard, real hard. But I think you'll have to give some special service.
Huh?
Something extra special that the other store owners don't do.
What else can I do? I've tried other things.
Oh, Papa, I just wanted to say, if there's some way I can help...
Oh, I know you are willing, Rosie, without your saying so. but...
Papa, a customer.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mrs. Schmidt. Nice weather we're having. Oh, a little one. How he's growing.
Good afternoon, Mr. Edelman. Yeah, he grows so fast I can't keep up with him.
David, stop that.
Oh, it's all
you
right.
Mustn't reach for things on the shelf. A little devil he's getting to be.
Here, Mrs. Schmidt, I'll watch him for you while you pick out your groceries. Come on, David. Let's go back here and see what we can find entertaining.
Get him a cookie.
Oh, your Rosie is so handy with children, Mr. Edelman. You don't know what a relief it is to know that David is in good hands while I am shopping. With him around, getting into everything. You know, he's just at that age. I hardly know what I'm buying.
Sure, Mrs. Schmidt. I know how it is. Two children we raised already.
But somehow they seem wilder this generation. Now, let me see. I'd like a pound of butter.
Butter?
And how about the asparagus? Oh. Looks nice and fresh.
Mama, Benny, Rosie, come in here quick.
What is it, Papa?
Coming, Papa.
There's Mama.
Over at the Levins. What's the matter? Is the store on fire?
No, no, it's an idea I just had.
About what, Papa?
About the store. Rosie, I'm depending on you. This idea, I need your help with it.
Good grief, Papa. Calm down. Tell us about it.
Just a little while after Mrs. Schmidt left the store, I thought of it. Extra service I can offer, just like Rosie suggested.
Papa, Papa, here, sit down, sit down. Now, I know you've had a lot to worry you lately.
All right, let me tell you.
Yeah, well...
Most of the women customers here in the neighborhood have young children, don't they? So they have to bring them with them when they shop.
Yeah. Too bad they can't afford nursemaids or something.
Papa, you're not making sense. It's warm in here. Maybe a glass of
but
water...
But I am making sense. For the first time since I've been in this business, I'm making sense. I've thought of a way to give the customers the best service in the neighborhood. A babysitting service.
Oh, say now, Papa.
Don't you see? With most of the customers around here, the greatest problem is how to keep an eye on the little ones and shop at the same time. So, when they come in here to shop, they do not have that problem. Rosie will mind the children for them in the back room, while the mothers can give all their attention to buying the groceries. That's my idea. Extra special service. Nowhere but at Edelman's food shop would the customers be able to get this.
And two, the mothers would buy more if they didn't have to watch their children and shop at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, and we could advertise this service in the papers or maybe put a sign in the window.
How about it, Rosie? You would be willing to do this?
Willing? Oh, Papa, I'd love it. I think it's a super colossal idea.
Papa, Papa, such an idea. Babysitting. I don't know if I like it.
But what have we got to lose, Mama? Rosie and
yeah,
Benny
Rosie
both think...
Rosie and Benny both... I must say they are excited about it. It's like magic. The way the idea makes them all of a sudden so interested in the store.
So, you see, it must be a good one.
And that money you spend just to run a little ad in the evening paper, such a waste, Papa. But then, a head for business you never had.
Just you wait and see, Mama. Tomorrow, when we try out a new plan, you will be pleased with the business we get.
Yeah, always counting the chickens before they hatch. And there's another thing.
What's that, Mama?
Suppose, while Rose is taking care of the customers' babies in the back room, the mothers slip down the street by chance or by the chain store to do shopping. Then what good is extra special service?
Oh, on that, Mama, I will take my chances. Oh, people are mostly honest. I will give the best service I can in every way. And if the people find it better than at Kahn's or the chain store, I will do well and make a profit. If they don't, well, at least I have done my best in the fairest way I could. Wait on that customer over there, will you, Benny?
Oh, sure, Papa.
Mrs. Edelman, I think this babysitting service is a wonderful idea. Wonder why somebody didn't think of it before. From now on, believe me, I'm doing all my shopping here. You just bet.
Great idea you've got here, Mr. Edelman. Oh, Lord, it looks as though I'll be doing most of the weekend shopping for my wife. She thinks it's a swell way to get rid of the kids for a while. Send them along with me. Told me to be sure and buy the groceries here so She wouldn't have to worry about the kids while they're out.
Hey, Papa, I'm going to start giving out numbers to the customers, okay? Can keep track of the crowd better that way and wait on them in turn. Who's next, please?
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Smith. We run out of pound cake. Sure. I'll order some more for tomorrow. Yeah.
You say this babysitting service was your husband's idea, Mrs. Edelman? Well, now, he certainly is a smart man to think of it. Just today, my sister and me were saying that Mr. Edelman is the smartest businessman in the neighborhood. You should be proud to have so smart a man.
Well, Papa, how does it feel to be a successful businessman?
Oh, I can't take credit like that. Without your help and Mama's and Rosie's, I couldn't do much.
Papa, I want to say that only today that I begin to appreciate what a smart husband I have.
Oh, now, Mama.
Yeah, it's true. Only before, I was too blind to see it.
And we are not out of the woods yet. When you serve the public, you can never be sure what will last.
Papa, you don't mean you believe our business might yet fail?
Oh, no. No, of course not, Mama. But what I do know is that at last I understand what it means to be a real businessman in this great country. And I am proud to be allowed that American right.
Hey, friends, the strength that is America comes from a heritage of rights for each individual. And it is the realization of the worth of these rights that creates the love, honor, and devotion Americans have for their country. Here, as no place else in the world, what a man makes of himself in his life depends on his own willingness to work. He may set his sights on any goal. He has but to choose. The way is there before him. And the signposts to guide him are contained in his heritage of rights for the individual. Aye, here men do have rights. But they have no right to use their fellow men, to push them down as they pull themselves up. For all men have a right to equal opportunity. Papa Edelman is well on his way to achieving his goal, and he has learned that his right to make a profit or fail is the right of others, too. That it is his right only so long as he tries fairly, without damaging the rights of others. He has learned, as you must learn, that each individual is important, that rights are for all men, that all men must remain free if we are to continue to progress on the road toward destination freedom.
Paul Revere, portrayed by Maurice Copeland, will return next Saturday to narrate another chapter in the story we call Destination Freedom. Presented by Station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Today's script was written by Madeline Peters and produced under the direction of John Cowan. Arthur Peterson played Papa Edelman, and Geraldine Kay played Mama Edelman. Other members of the cast were Laurette Philbrandt, Russ Reed, and Hope Summers. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Helen Morton and Jose Bethencourt. Our engineer was George Wilson. Sound effects by David Squires. This is Hugh Downs reminding you that the sound of the Freedom Bell is your invitation to follow Paul Revere along the road to Destination Freedom. Next week, Destination Freedom will be heard on a new day and at a new time. Beginning Saturday, May 19, at 6:30 p.m., Paul Revere will be heard at that new time. And he will return each Saturday evening at 6:30 to narrate another chapter in the story we call Destination Freedom. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.